So I ask you a similar question. Who are you? And what are you seeking? Can you answer like Hui Ning? You answer with the same word, no use. Understand? He really had the past. After he heard the Diamond Sutta, the mind must have no dwelling. You know how come he become like suddenly awakened? No? Do you know why or not? Anybody want to try? Yeah. Why? Hui Ning is so different. Now I repeat, the mind must have no dwelling. Does it hit you? Huh? Does it like make you feel like suddenly awakened? Don't have. You see, what happened is, Hui Ning is a special being. That's why he's a patriarch, sixth patriarch, Liu Zhu Hui Ning. And this Black Form Sutta is very famous because it's called Liu Zhu Tan Xing, the Black Form Sutta. This is the only Mahayana Sutta which is not spoken by the Buddha. No, you realize or not? But it's included as a Mahayana Sutta because it's so penetrative and so famous. So what happened was, Hui Ning, although illiterate that life, he has his past. He has his cultivation. He is so unique in the sense that when he was born without the mundane mind. That's why to him, he doesn't understand why human beings are different. Then when he heard all this sutta, like the Diamond Sutta, the stanza from it, he understands. No? Yeah. Especially the stanza, the mind must have no dwelling. He realized his mind doesn't dwell anywhere or no. Where he was born without the mundane mind, your mundane thinking mind, the heedless one, he don't have one. No. They said to him, it's very clear, one, very straightforward, he can see things as they are. Then when that stanza hit, the mind must have no dwelling, he realized his mind doesn't dwell anywhere. One. Do you know how you dwell your mind or not? You all don't know how you dwell your mind. Whole day you have been dwelling everywhere. Yeah, through your thought. Not only concentration, through your thought process only. That Buddha Rupang. The moment you perceive it, you dwell there. True or not? The moment you hear my voice, you dwell there. Because you are not using your awareness to listen. Understand? If you use your awareness to listen, that is called the art of listening. It means you attentively listen. You don't dwell. You listen. Then everything go in. The clarity, everything. Even observation also same. Hearing also same. Smell, taste, tactile. When you dwell there, means what? You preoccupy with what you see, what you perceive. Eh? Then you describe the whole thing. You verbalize. And you, through your own dialogue, chattering inside there. Oh, then you can even command and do all those things. That's why you dwell everywhere. Then something like curiosity hit you, then you think you dwell there already, lost in thought. That's why dwell everywhere, because you lack mindfulness, awareness. Hui Ning realized his mind does not dwell. That's why he was so astonished that there is a sutta that talk about this thing. That's why he went and see the fifth patriarch. And when the fifth patriarch asked him, who are you and what do you seek? He straight away, direct to the point of, I came all the way on foot, traveling, to pay respect to you, to pay homage to you, and seek nothing but Buddhahood. Means he not only seek the sainthood way to become enlightened, he want to be the Sammasambuddha. No? Then of course the fifth patriarch was also shocked. He said, who is this guy? Then he asked him, where do you come from? Then he said, your disciple is a commoner from Xingzhou of Lingnan. Then he said, I have traveled far and seek to pay homage to you and seek Buddhahood. Then after that, the fifth Pitya says, so you are from Lingnan, a southerner, where in China, those from the north are Beijing and all those things, and as a scholar, they are more educated. The southerner are less educated at that time. So to them, the southerner being less educated, they are called barbarian. So he commented and see how this Hui Ning react. So he said, you are from Lingnan, a southerner, and he purposely say a barbarian. How can you expect to be a Buddha? Asked the fifth patriarch. The way he replied was so beautiful. No? Although people exist as northerner and southerner, but within the Buddha nature, that's why he knew what that nature is. No? There is neither north or south. You see the profoundness of his understanding or not. He said a barbarian may differ from the holiness physically, but what difference is there when we go into the nature? That's why that Buddha nature is not what you think. Yeah. That nature is the oneness nature. Nobody can own it or possess it. It is just that nature, the unconditioned nature. Yeah. In the Mahayana, they call it the original nature, means Penlai, the Mian Mu. Originally, it was like that. That's why it's the primordial, before all things arise. And sometimes they use the word the source. The scientists like to use the word the singularity. Yeah. From there, all things start. Then sometimes they also call it by different name under different religion. Yeah. Of course, Buddhism say you can call it Nibbana, cessation of form and mind, the unconditioned. Then some call it the kingdom of God or whatever. So these are names given. But that thing you cannot talk about, you cannot describe it. So what happened is, if you look at us human beings, when we are deceived by the form, the external form, the form delusion, then that form delusion creates division. That's why you got northerner, southerner. Then you have all the form division based on your physical complexion. Then later on, if you can see beyond form, like I have taught you, learn to see form, the unreality of form. Then when you see the unreality of form, you can see beyond form. Then form delusion does not affect you anymore. Can follow? So if I see beyond form, I don't see your physical, I don't make prejudice based on physical appearance, what do I see? Yeah? Beyond this physical, you have a mind, I have a mind. Yeah? Everybody has a mind. Yeah? And that mundane mind still got difference. Understand? Where the mundane mind have views, opinion, conditioning, belief system and other things. That's why people still argue, there is still conflict, there is still war. But so much less difference really, because like male and female, gender, based on color, race and all those things, no more. But the mind, at the thought level, you still have religious label, religious belief systems. Your views, your character, everything still very different. That's why in the teaching, he said, learn to see form, the unreality of form. Then only you can penetrate and see beyond form. After you see form and go beyond form, you see mind. And mind is still a lot of division. That's why you have to learn to see mind, the unreality of mind. Then only you can see beyond mind. So when you see beyond mind, the mundane thinking, what do you see? Huh? How did your mundane thinking arise? from the the pure awareness nature, isn't it? That's why when you see beyond form, then you see beyond mind, then you realize there is a nature which is primordial. From there, all things arise. So when I see that, that one got no division. That one doesn't belong to anybody. That's why the Buddha says, Sabbe Dhamma Anatta. Anattito. That's why Hui Ning, the reply is very good. Within that nature, you and me, same. Now you understand. Yeah?